Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Today is apparently Gummy Worm Day.
Yeah, apparently.
No real need to cover it. We're mainly focusing on hot dogs today. Although I suppose if you could get a big enough gummy worm, that could double as the sausage.
That could be an interesting. Would you fry up the gummy worm or just have it as is?
I think you'd just have it as is. Anyway, that's a tangent. What it reminded me of, though, is as a kid, I wouldn't have done this since, I made a gummy worm stew, gummy worm soup.
Okay.
Because if you chuck them in boiling water, they do just melt. They dissolve and you do get a nice sort of sweet. It's got the sour stuff on it. So it's a little bit sweet and sour, fruity, plasticky, artificial taste and something. I guess maybe I had it with an ice cream or it was just like, hey, cool, look at this thing I made. This is kind of weird. I'm going to eat it. Because that's how kids' brains work.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, oh, it's strange, but it tastes good, so why not eat it?
And I haven't thought about it in 15 years.
But here we are.
But here we are. That's what I used to do.
It's making my mouth water in that weird, like, when you think about sour things kind of way. Like, I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Me neither. I used to love it.
I don't have any specific memories about what I cooked, but I do know that when I think about it, I can still taste homemade Play-Doh. Like, salty, floury kind of. I didn't even know how you actually made it, but I can taste it. And I know that was something I used to do, is make like fake foods with the Play-Doh.
Make fake foods. And did you eat them or just?
Well, I must have at some point, because like I said, I can literally taste it.
I can still taste it. I can taste Play-Doh as well. Hot damn. look, every kid did this as part of their
We're not the only ones.
children are all discovery. Their brains are completely plastic. They're just learning as much as they can about the world.
Yeah.
If you did anything interesting in the kitchen as a kid, we want to hear about it. We put the call out, 858-23931. We've got a call, didn't we, Brooke?
We did, yeah. Tom from Wakery has called in. Good morning, Tom. What did you used to create in the kitchen?
Morning, guys. I reckon my best created food when I was a kid, this is what I ran with primary school every lunch, a Vegemite sauce sandwich. So that is white bread, butter, Vegemite, Rosella tomato sauce, and it needs to be Rosella.
Tomato sauce, what does that bring to the Vegemite?
Well, it's a real salt-sweet mix. So, you know, you get your salty Vegemite, the sauce is sweet and salty, and I don't know, it's just delicious. It also works on Kruskets, so butter.
Oh, Vegemite, nothing worse than a Kruskets.
Stop it, Bob. You are wrong, sir.
Oh, look, well, you haven't sold us, but hey, if it worked for you as a kid, that's all I needed to do.
I want to see one of you eating that.
Maybe on the socials.
I'm so happy I'm celiac.